This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
I'm kind of thinking the intro is about due for a refresh. I don't know. Ben, do you think it's about due for a refresh? I think it could use one. Anyway, welcome back. This is Lock and Load, hour number three. Number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show still brought to you by Second Call Defense.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Check them out at secondcalldefense.org. Right now, holding in some airport lounge concourse is John Maloney. Now, I was going to ask you about this. All of these, we were talking Third Amendment, and I've always wanted to ask you about this, and I never remember to do that. Was that another Dr. Joy call? Because we could have taken that. If we get a call, because of a time shift, Sean, some people think that this time they're listening to Dr. Joy Brown somewhere else. If we get one of those calls, will you help me field that call? Because we're going to take it.
I'll do whatever. Oh, that's radio. That's what live radio is all about. By all means, I'll help you field that call.
Anyway, with a Third Amendment case, one of these things I keep seeing is this safe storage mandate that a lot of these places try to pass, where they're mandating that you've got to have a gun safe, and if the guns have got to be stored this way and everything. Isn't really the only way to enforce that, to sort of violate at least the Fourth Amendment, if not the Third, because they're coming in there where they don't have any right to be in the first place, right?
Right, and you know what? And it's always the same thing with any governments throughout the world. I'm certainly not picking on our government, because I still believe that we live in the greatest country of the world. But when you pass a law that says, you know, you have to have a safe storage mandate, well, there's only one way to enforce that law, and that's to check to make sure people are following the law. And, you know, if they're coming to my door, you got a warrant and go away. I'm sorry, I don't allow warrantless searches. But the thing is, the next thing that happens is, you know what? So the health safety of our American citizens or of our New York City or Long Island citizens, we're gonna knock and announce them into your house and make sure those firearms being exposed that are stored safely. So I can see this happening. You know, back in the 1700s, we think about, you know, the Boston Tea Party and taxation without representation, and that sparked this Third at all. But you got to remember, the British soldiers got off the boats, they drug the families out of the houses, took their any guns, were gone, took their belongings, and a lot of times took their daughters and wives. And that was probably one of the biggest reasons why, you know, that Revolutionary War started too. So we can't overlook that. But can you imagine a civil unrest or a natural disaster, and the National Guard or military troops are dispatched, and they decide that they need your house for a command post?
Yeah.
Or, you know, so I mean, there's many different ways it can happen. But again, you know, that's a good point you brought up. It's similar to the magazine ban in Colorado, unenforceable totally. Can't tell when a magazine was manufactured or when it was purchased by them. You know, so I don't know. That's probably lawsuit is still dragging along, I hope. But that's the same thing. If they have a safe storage mandate, how are you going to check it? It's like a universal background check. You know, nobody wants a bad guy to have a gun. But as soon as they tell you that the only way a universal background check works is by the registration of firearms, and then everybody else, we all say, whoa, you know, put the brakes on. Because, again, government has no boundaries, has a very hard time respecting our boundaries.
Here's the thing about, especially about Colorado. You know, if I wasn't associated with you and Tim Knight, I was going to come to you because I was going to start this business all along the border of Colorado. It was going to be called Magazine Distressing Services. And when they crossed the border and bought new magazines, I was going to make them look like they were years old.
Yep. I mean,
and it's unenforceable.
Exactly.
In any event.
But again, that's a good point. When you think about the Third Amendment and the protections that, you know, that provided us by the protection of our home, because, you know, our home is our castle. That's why burglary, when you broke into somebody's house at night, it was hanging offense immediately. Because
right.
We have an expectation to be able to be safe in our homes. No matter what we were doing during the day, no matter how we were warring, we had a place to rest our heads. And so that's why certainly the Third Amendment still has great application. Like you said, for any number of different reasons, they're going to find a way to want to be in our homes.
Was it a violation during right after the Boston bombing when they were going through Watertown, literally house to house to house, streets?
You know, nobody was saying it also. I mean, certainly if I answer my door and I don't want you to come in, you're still going to have to get a warrant. But do you really think that any of the Boston police would have listened to me? Doubtful. And they would use this. I thought, this is a terrible tragedy. We have to do something about this. We have to find these bad guys. Well, you know what? The our civil rights provide the balance between the government interest and our God-given interest. And so, you know, that's another good point. They're going door to door, house to house, and, you know, we'll never know if anybody said no anyhow because they just went in.
If I were the guy in charge of training the Boston PD after that particular incident, I would have resigned and then I would have committed seppuku on the main street of Boston. Because as far as I know, the Boston cops, which fired lots of rounds, killed Boat. But I mean, the older Sarnia brother, he was killed by his brother running over him.
Exactly, and that's the first thing I thought too. My God, these trained SWAT officers, these trained police officers, you know, they're hitting everything but the intended target. But you know, if you go to Axiom, statistically speaking, even the best trained police officers are only hitting what they're shooting at 14% of the time. Throw in a 15-pound New York trigger, and God bless you. That's why, you know, that last time they shot over 70 times and hit three people, none of them, everybody was an innocent bystander.
Right.
But you're right. I mean, it kind of tells you, how are we being protected and what's our money being spent on and how does society react to situations like that? Well, I guess we try to turn a blind eye to a certain extent, but certainly everybody had a right to say, no, you're not going to come in my house. I'm fine.
Yeah. I don't get that. Where do you think we will see a change in that? Going back the conservative way, the freedom way, or is it going to take something really bad to happen?
You know, I'm not quite sure how that's all going to evolve. Certainly, I like to think if something really bad did happen, then we would stand up. But you know, I hear all the keyboard commandos. Oh, you know, they're not going to take my guns, really. When they're standing at your front door and say, give them to me, you're going to be the one that says no and fires a shot. So, you know, we have to think about that. I like to think that we all will stand up. But again, we're not quite clear because don't forget there's generations out there now that truly don't believe what rights they have. My kids know automatically, you know, I'm sorry, my father doesn't allow a warrantless search of my car or my house or wherever. But there's generations out there now that have been taught common core values, common core educational principles, or they've been totally, their rights aren't even taught to them. They don't know what rights they have. I used to do a street law program on a volunteer basis when I was in high school or I was in law school. Excuse me.
Will you hold that thought for us? We're coming up on a break.
Teach people what their rights were. And so we don't even know what our rights are anymore in America.
No. You got another segment in you before you got aboard?
Yep, sure did.
Outstanding. SecondCallDefense.org. Joining them means you've joined me. Joining me means like me. I don't walk alone. When I go out there into the world carrying my gun, if I have to use it in self-defense, one thing I don't have to worry about is who's going to defend me. I already know who that's going to be. We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
gun shop that's thought out and listens to the calls from the tactical community. A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks. Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard get more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com. The weapons you want without any delays.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The direct action response kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to DarkAngelMedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Demographic Cliff, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.harrydentresearch.com. Again, that's www.harrydentresearch.com.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you by Second Call Defense.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Check him out. My guest this hour is, and he's currently sitting in the concourse, probably about to, probably standing and arranging all the straps and everything for the carry-ons. It is Sean Maloney, the CEO of Second Call Defense. I made a reference to this to you earlier today. Here in South Carolina, there was a proposal to arm teachers. And that was set aside because law enforcement rolled up and told the legislature that there's no way to teach teachers how to shoot in 2 weeks. Is that kind of attitude, that kind of pig-headed attitude where they, for some reason, we're entrusting our teachers to teach our children, but they cannot learn how to handle a gun? How long do they give the cops in New York City? How long is the time for, and, you know, arguably they've never picked up a gun before in their lives. How much training do they get in New York City, do you know, when they're going through the police academy? Do we still have Sean?
Sorry, I was on mute to break up the background. I don't know how long their training is, but that statement is laughable. And it used to be, you know, police officers would think that they're the only ones that can use a gun and they're the only ones that can be trained to protect somebody. Let me tell you something. I've seen how good these teachers are after 4 days of intensive training and the use of the firearm. Their ability to shoot is amazing. And, again, you don't – if you look at the lone killer and these killers that are – whether it's a team or one or two or three of them, they're not out to ambush anybody. They're not out to set up an attack. They're not out to go hunting for who's coming after them. They want a body count, period. And so just the presence of a teacher there with a firearm makes all the difference in the world. And, you know, I hadn't heard a statement like that in a long time because all the sheriffs that I've listened to, that I've met, certainly we just had a shooting last week in Madison Township, Madison Junior Senior High School. Two kids were injured by gunfire, one then another person by shrapnel, another person by everybody trying to escape. And they had a school resource officer, and the shooter waited for the school resource officer to leave the cafeteria and then took action. But because that resource officer was there, ran shortly after, you know, he shot five or six times. And Big Sheriff Jones from Butler County was an unbelievable sheriff. He was the first one who started charging INS for the illegal aliens that he had in his jail. And that happened like 10 or 15 years ago. But he said, parents, you have to demand an RSO, or school resource officer, excuse me, and you have to demand on teachers, principals, or janitors, whoever it is, you have to protect your kids. We right. can't be there. One school resource officer is enough. And so that's totally untrue. You can easily teach a teacher how to properly use and accurately use a handgun. And I'm sorry that's going to be the first impediment to get over. Everybody's going to look up to whoever that law enforcement officer was or the FOP or whoever it was, and that's the first hurdle they have to get over before they can start taking meaningful action to protect the children. And it's strange because just the opposite has happened throughout America. I mean, interest in the FAFSA program and other jurisdictions that have firearms in schools with teachers, principals, or janitors, whoever, that's more of the norm. And so right. it's too bad.
This is in this, just to give you an idea, and I know that you and Tim are talking about coming down and hanging out with me for a little bit. If you do, we might go invade the capital city because by the other part of the mindset is that while the cops believe the teachers can't be taught, the politicians believe that the cops cannot discern a good guy from a bad guy if open carry were to become allowed.
I know, and again, that's laughable. And again, I'll offer to you and on the radio that any police officer, any politician out there that wants to see how good someone can be taught to use a firearm and protect our children, I'll pay for them to go through the FAFSA program. We'll give them a hotel room. If you don't have any ammunition, we'll take care of that. Any police officer that wants to come and go through this, by all means, do so. We have dozens of police officers throughout the summer. Two or three are in the class because they want to know how their teachers are being trained in their jurisdictions. They go through the same program they do. And trust me, I've seen a lot of police officers that are being outshot on a daily basis by the 98-pound English teacher. And it's a humbling experience when you watch that happen.
When I sit around here sometimes and listen to the stuff that I hear coming out of my state, I know in Utah, for example, they've never had a school shooting, have they?
No.
And I know in not, Ohio...
Not even by the evil teacher that's carrying a gun now.
In Ohio, how many school is there 88 school districts and you guys have got armed teachers in 60-something?
Counties.
Yeah.
And there's 68 counties now that have armed teachers in school districts. There's a school district down east that just announced that the entire county, every school in that county will have armed teachers. And so they just announced that in Kokoschan County in Ohio. I went down there and met with the police, school board members, three or four different superintendents. We had a discussion, had a conversation, and most of the work was already done, and they made the decision that they were going to jointly announce that every school in Kokoschan County will be protected by armed teachers. That's how much they believe in it, because they understand that faster saves lives. You need somebody there right now or start the clock ticking, and, you know, every 30 seconds, someone's going down.
Right. The now, see, so, this out of those 68 counties, no accidents, nobody knows who the teachers are, nobody's discovered the guns, nobody's detected this or anything.
Nothing at all. After 3 years now, no accidental negligent discharges, nothing's been going wrong. And you know, and the police officers that think about it, they know that their response time in some of these schools is 45 minutes, if they're lucky. Now, there might be a cruiser or somebody happenstance by a school, but for the vast majority of the truly professionals that don't have an ego or a chip on their shoulder understand that when you're talking about the safety of our children coming first, someone needs to be there right now, because 2 minutes is too long, 52 minutes is too long. And you look at Sandy Hook, it was over 5 minutes before anybody had enough spot to call 911, because of all the mayhem that's going on, you know, that was a light. It took 5 minutes for somebody to could dial 911.
Yeah. Yeah, I think I'm going to call some politicians.
Reasons over and over again. You know, I'm sad that a police officer or agency made that statement.
It was probably SLED. We have something here called the South Carolina Law Enforcement Division. These are the guys that preside over the concealed weapon permits, and these are the guys that are decidedly anti-gun. Don't think they should have to issue any of these out.
Yeah, the only person that should have a firearm is a police officer.
There you go. I think it's time for you to board now. Please put your... Yep. I hope your flight is enjoyable. Thank you for taking the time to join us this evening.
Thank you, guys. Remember, I talked about it real quick. Get a pocket constitution. Teach your kids. Discuss with your friends what our rights are, because your kids aren't learning in school. They don't know what their Fifth Amendment protections are. They don't know their Fourth Amendment protections. Talk to them about the Second Amendment and make sure that our future leaders are on the same page we are.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready. 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires, and there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to ammunitiondepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Welcome back. Got to do a little chat room business here in just a second. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you by Reactive Gunworks.
What would you call a gun shop that sought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks. Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard hit more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com. The weapons you want without any delays.
Check them out at ReactiveGunworks.com. We were having a chat in the chat room, and it came up that women, women are better students when it comes to and a lot of women are teachers, and that's what we were talking about at the time. And I was just agreeing with it that when I used to go to a pistol class, okay, but when I came out of the military, I was in a very arrogant place, yeah. And I would go, I wasn't taking classes back then, but I would be in competition. And the competitions had all these rules, and I was like, why? And I didn't do very well at the competition, but I just thought there was nobody there that could teach me anything about shooting. Now, the kind of shooting I did in the military was a different kind of shooting than you do anywhere else, because when you're shooting in the military, there's a lot of things you don't worry about, like what's behind your target, hitting your target the first time, and every hit matters, that kind of thing. Lots of ammo gets spent in combat, very few hits. So, when I came out, I was really not that open-minded, and I sort of got into this Sonny Crockett place, you know, where I looked at every shooting as sort of a, you know, I looked at a shooting class, for example, as a waste of my time. All right, fine, whatever you say, just let me go, call fight so I can shoot my gun. And that's not really the best way to be, and women do take instruction better. And that's the entirety of that answer. Now, could you imagine being a business owner, selling a legal functional product, and being sued every time an individual buys your product, uses it to commit a crime, or does something bad with it? Should a rope manufacturer be liable if someone hangs themselves with a rope, or is hanged with a rope? Should a knife manufacturer be liable when someone is stabbed? If I was in a restaurant and I've been living a lifetime of eating badly, and I take that one last forkful and it gives me tries to kill me with a heart attack, are they at fault? In each one of those cases, it's a product that is legal and it works the way it's supposed to work. And in each of those cases, we don't think the manufacturer would or should be held responsible for damage that comes from using a safe product as advertised. Some of the anti-gun activists think gun manufacturers and retailers should be held to a different standard. Every gun that is used in a crime, and listen to this very carefully, every gun that has ever been used in a crime, unless it blew up in the hands of the criminal, functioned the way it was supposed to be functioning. Functioned correctly. Guns do not have a moral compass any more so than a rope or a knife or a ball bat or a bad meal or a good meal for that matter or anything. They don't have a moral compass. The only things out there on this planet that have morals are us, mankind, Homo sapiens. Trying to impose them upon inanimate objects just doesn't work out. Now, I could have swore that Mary, they're saying Adam Lanza's mom's name is Mary, and I could have swore it was Nancy. Anyway, she bought these guns legally. She went through the background checks Connecticut imposes. Adam Lanza was going to try to buy his own gun to do the shootings that he wanted to do, but that proved to be a problem. Gun control works. Yay. He went and murdered his mother by shooting her in the head while she was asleep, and then he went down to Sandy Hook Elementary School. Although on his way, he went to a middle school first, and guess what was there? A resource officer. Nobody ever talks about that either. There was a gun at the first place he went. No matter. Right now, this is before a Connecticut Superior Court. And we'll see where it goes. I mean, even if the judge says, okay, I'll allow this, that's not as far as it's going to go. But the federal law that's in place right now is called the Protection of Lawful Commerce and Arms Act. And this preempts or blocks state or federal lawsuits against gun manufacturers, except in limited cases such as where the guns were defective. You can sue gun companies. Oh, yes, you can. I think Century Arms has a lawsuit against them right now because they had an AK-47 where they were having these instances where when you threw the safety up into the safety position, the gun would fire. That's a defect. Somebody needs to be sued over that one. So, you know, for a manufacturer or retailer to be liable in tort for the harm caused by a product, the plaintiff must establish that the manufacturer or retailer did something that actually caused the harm. In the case of this lawsuit that's going on right now, they're doing this sort of creatively, because they're trying to say it was the marketing campaign that it appealed to crazy people, but whether her name was Mary or Nancy, I swore it was Nancy, but Ms. Lanza, young Adam's mommy, she bought the guns. And was she crazy? Was there ever any adjudication that she is crazy? Are all the people of Connecticut that own AR-15s or Bushmaster rifles, do we need to go isolate them and see if they're crazy? You know, advertising. Advertising is an art. Okay, these guys are going after these guys for doing advertising. How many people, advertising used to be a little more loose back in the day. Back in the day, you could, you'd see a girl standing there dressed like Daisy Duke. Tan is, perfect tan, everything. Beautiful girl, cracking a beer on her belt buckle, beer foaming over her hand that she's holding at waist level, and the caption would say, "Have yourself a bush." And that was advertising back in those days. And was that suggestive or anything else? Yes. But, you know, the kind of advertising, and that's the kind of advertising that was employed here, although it wasn't with a girl with a, you know, Daisy Dukes on. It was, they had people wearing, looking military. And looking like commandos and everything else, because all of us fancy ourselves to be that, especially us dudes, I'm sorry to say. I mean, when I was in the military, I was. But now that I'm out of the military, I still sort of think of myself as being one of them. But I think that's more in line to appeal to the people that have never been there. It's the same thing as the ads that show you with the car, you get the girl, or the clothes, you get the girl, or anything else. Anything else out there. Advertising is meant to entice you to come and try the product. It is not designed to exploit crazy people. Because if that's the case, every one of us in these United States are crazy. And you should see the ads overseas. I can't write those. Ben and I have been talking advertising the whole time, and you don't see us going off on some wing nut cause. And that's because advertising is an art. Could the maker of salted peanuts be sued if someone intentionally sneaks peanuts into the lunch of someone else who has a known allergy and dies as a result? Now, the person that stuck the peanuts in could, yeah. But not the salted peanut maker. This is what right now Bushmaster is facing. Remington. That's all one company now. Never, never, ever stops. When we get back, we're going to look at a half-hearted attempt to seem pertinent. This is Lock and Load.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Don't know what's in your drinking water? Better get a ProPure. With the Pro 1G 2.0 all-in-one filter, remove over 200 contaminants, including fluoride and lead. Taste water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure water filtration products. There's a ProPure system for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details on our current free shipping special or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you tired of the cold this winter? Are you prepared for the next blizzard or snowstorm? What will you do when the power and heat go off? That could be our future. Fortress Clothing's Bug Out Bag with our head-to-toe solution is your one-step answer to survival in the cold. It doesn't expire, it doesn't go bad, it's lightweight and mobile, and it doesn't just sit on the shelf waiting for an emergency. You can use Fortress today. Be warm and comfortable if you or your family work in the cold. Be warm and comfortable while you play, hunt, fish, camp, ski, paraglide, go sledding with the family, or just shovel the walks. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com is the answer. Your emergency preparedness solution to the cold. Your solution to working or playing in the cold. Visit us at FortressClothing.com and enter radio. Buy now and receive your 20% off discount. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com. It could save your life one day.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
All right, last time on the firing line, coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA. This is Lock and Load. Number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you by ReactiveGunWorks.com.
What would you call a gun shop that's thought out and listens to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks.
Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard-to-get more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunWorks.com. The weapons you want without any delays.
Check them out indeed. I'm going to tell you something. I have always wanted to have two things done. I've always wanted to have a very nice plaid, mind you. Big plaid squares. A very nice plaid, and yes, I know it's sort of out of style, but I still want one. A very nice plaid, double-breasted sport coat, tailor-made for me. And I've always wanted to have a pair of shoes made for me. A nice pair of leather shoes. And a lot of the reason that I want to do that is because that's glamorized in a magazine called Gentleman's Quarterly. Now, if you want to see a bunch of stuff that is really overpriced and really the height of refinement and quality, that's the place to go when it comes to things that men are, you know, the elements of style for a man. However, if you want to go get some data on guns, that's not the place to go. There was an article coming out, and they got out there, and here's the headline is this. After banning automatic weapons and requiring background checks, firearm homicides in five major South African cities decreased 13.6% per year for five straight years. Now, what does this tell you about this author, a guy named Jack Moore? This this thing tells you one thing, and it tells you that Jack Moore doesn't know what's been going on in this country for the last 25 years. Prior to the Brady Law becoming law, crime was going down. Then the Brady Law became law, and crime continued to go down. Then the assault weapon ban happened, and crime, which was already going down, started going down, continued to go down. Then the assault weapon ban sunsetted, and crime continued to go down. Then concealed carry began to catch on. It actually began to catch on prior to all of this stuff happening in the 90s. It started in the 80s. Concealed carry, this was going to be the thing that killed everybody. And crime continued to go down. We've had crime going down for a very long time. We've had background checks. Crime started going down before background checks came into play. Also, since 1986, now you can go, you and me, we can go find a fully automatic weapon. But we have to find one that was made prior to 1986. So today, ladies and gentlemen, if we were to go looking for a fully automatic weapon, we're buying an antique. We're buying something that is a minimum of 30 years. 30 years old. So essentially they're banned. So here we have Jack Moore saying, after banning automatic weapons and requiring background checks, firearm homicides in five major South African cities decreased 13.6% per year for five straight years. So what? So what? That's been happening here. See, he doesn't know the difference between an automatic and a semi-automatic. That's another thing about poor Jack. He doesn't know what's going on. Now, he writes, here's what he writes. Living in America means thinking about guns a lot. Whether you want to own them yourself or totally ban them outright, guns dominate a huge percentage of our political conversation. Thanks to a large international study on the effects of gun control, as he puts it, that political conversation can hopefully get a bit smarter. The study, which was published by the Epidemiologic Reviews, looked at gun laws around the world and the gun violence stats both before and after those gun laws were enacted. The results, while the academics were quick to say the study doesn't conclusively prove that gun control reduces gun-related homicides, it does show that there's a trend whereby an increase in restrictions in firearm purchase and ownership leads to a decrease in gun deaths. Even though the evidence might not prove that gun control reduces deaths, the evidence does strongly suggest this. Then he quotes Vox, which is the same thing, Rather, countries passed big packages of gun laws, which overhauled the nation's firearm code fairly broadly, which all tended to share similar features. Banning weapons that are actually very powerful, like automatic weapons. They all implemented background checks. They all required permits and licenses for purchasing guns. This is around in a lot of places already. This in South Africa passed in 2000. Okay, they finally came to the party. Here's the thing. We're already there. We're way beyond that already. And we are awash in guns. And these guys don't know it. They don't know it. What they're showing here. They do a little bit of lip service here. They mentioned Gary Kleck and John Lott. And here's what they say. Most of the studies that supported the laws that are pro-gun by a handful of authors like Florida State's Gary Kleck and independent scholar Fox News columnist John Lott. Scholars who re-examined their conclusions, sometimes often even using their own data, generally came to the opposite result. No kidding. That's because most of those guys have an agenda. There is nobody anymore, as far as the way they approach data, Gary Kleck and John Lott have the cachet on being very bland about embellishing anything. They're just out there, you know. They say that pro-gun studies tended to be outliers in the literature. So, they're quoting this study without even knowing what's going on here. And they're saying this like, this is eureka. This is the moment. We have defined what needs to be done. Automatic weapons are effectively banned. They are effectively banned. There are people that own them. There is never going to be a time when I look around. If somebody comes to me and goes, hey, Frady, listen, I got this automatic weapon. I'll let you have it for 30 grand. I'm going to look at him and say, do you want to know where you can stick that? I don't need automatic fire that bad. Most of the stuff that I, in the military, the AR-15 the M4 is not meant to be a fully automatic firing weapon. It's meant to be a semi-automatic precision instrument. The AK-47, indeed, is meant to be a fully automatic weapon, and that's why it's built like a tank to take that pounding. But, you know, these guys putting this out, they just look stupid. Jack Moore, you're an idiot. You're an imbecile. Stick to writing about the best socks, would you? Or something else. You're never going to get, I'm never going to come out to you guys and say, listen, now, cashmere is the way to go. Do you know how lightweight and cashmere overcoat is? And men, If you don't have a cashmere overcoat, well, you're really sort of missing the bus, aren't you? I'm never going to do that. Not as part and parcel. I might get out and say, today got a cashmere coat, really like it, moving on. You know, you're never going to hear me talking about cufflinks or anything like that. And these guys need to stay where their area of expertise is because they don't know what they're talking about. And they have readers who are not like me or you, and they get out there and say, well, I knew it had to be like this. The beginning of the article says it's sort of like situational. They get out there and say they're at The Force Awakens. People are so excited and so happy. And then I thought to myself, this would be the type of event that a gunman would want to destroy. His brain kept whispering. It felt like our very happiness was dangerous and somehow made us targets. That at any moment there was a real possibility that a damaged person with a gun could end our fun. I told this to my Toronto-born and raised girlfriend. It blew her mind. I've never had to think about that, she said. I don't think about it. I may not lead the kind of life these people, you know. I don't go to the movie theaters. I don't. I wait for it to get here. I have a 50-inch television set. That's about, in my living room, that's about the same size it would be if I was sitting in a theater to me. And I'm not sitting with a bunch of screaming children or a bunch of young giggly girls or a bunch of, I'm not in the middle of a popcorn fight. And I can lay on my couch, dress however I want to watch this flick. So I don't go to these things. So, and if you're that concerned about somebody smashing your happiness, maybe you should take it upon yourself to be able to defend your happiness. Just saying. Any of you that are turning to Gentleman's Quarterly to get your political news, please, I beg you, please, stop. We're going to do this again in about 21 hours. In between now and then, I want you to remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. Slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Think education has to be boring?
Say it again.
Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.